Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called What is the Wolverine Stack for Peptides? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Secondly, if you're looking for quality peptides and research compounds, I recommend BioEdge Research Labs, which you can find a link in the description below. All right, let's get into it. Most athletes spend years recovering from injuries that could heal in weeks. Years. And somewhere in that frustrating gap between getting hurt and getting back to full speed, a specific peptide combination started making serious noise in sports medicine and biohacking circles. It's called the Wolverine Stack, and today we're breaking down exactly what it is, how it works, and what the research actually shows. So what is the Wolverine Stack? It's a targeted combination of three peptides, BPC-157, TB-500, and IGF-1-LR3. Each one hits a different recovery pathway at the same time, which is exactly why people are paying attention. BPC-157 is your connective tissue and gut repair specialist. TB-500 goes to work rebuilding muscle fibers, and IGF-1-LR3 drives cellular regrowth at a deeper level. When you run all three together, you're not just healing, you're creating a compounding recovery effect that no single peptide can produce on its own. Here's why the stack outperforms individual peptides. Each peptide alone has a narrow biological target. When you stack them, you create cross-pathway signaling that accelerates healing system-wide. Think of it like fighting one fire with three hoses from three completely different angles. The synergy reduces inflammation, rebuilds tissue, and restores function faster than any one compound working solo. Now, who's actually using this? Competitive athletes dealing with chronic tendon and ligament injuries. Post-surgical patients trying to close the gap between the operating table and returning to full activity. Aging individuals experiencing the slow, frustrating breakdown of connective tissue that comes with getting older. This stack is being discussed more and more in sports medicine offices and serious biohacking communities, and it's not hard to understand why. Let's talk research, because this is where it gets really interesting. Published research in Current Pharmaceutical Design documented BPC-157 accelerating tendon-to-bone healing in animal models by over 50%. TB-500 studies show significant upregulation of actin. That's the protein responsible for cell migration and tissue repair. And when practitioners have combined these compounds in clinical observations, they're reporting patients returning to full activity up to 40% faster than standard rehabilitation protocols alone. These are not gym locker room stories. The mechanisms are documented at the cellular level. Before you start thinking about running any peptide protocol, here's the move. Get your blood work done first and consult a sports medicine physician who actually understands peptide therapy. Knowledge without baseline data is just expensive guesswork. Start with the data, then build the plan around it. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.